which is triggered by floods earlier this year. The theme for this week is working together to ensure faster improvement in the delivery of services to communities. We hope that through collaboration, we will unlock lasting solutions to the challenges experienced by the province, starting with Ugu District Municipality, which consists of Engonyeni, Umdoni, Umzuabantu, and Umzumbe local municipalities. Sithike asebenze simuntu munye sethule izinhlelo ezisheshayo esezingeni eziphucula impilo yomphakathi jikelele. Program directors, as you will certainly agree with me, Parliament, the provincial legislatures and municipal councils are the organs of people's power and critical instruments for the transformation of our society. In this context, the National Council of Provinces, the NCOP, which is one of the two houses that constitute our national parliament, has a constitutional responsibility to represent the interests of the provinces. It also provides for the representation of the different categories of municipalities in parliament and plays an important role in overseeing cooperation among different spheres of government, namely national, provincial, and local government. To carry out its mandate, the NCOP uses a number of mechanisms, including the Taking Parliament to the People program. The program, which was initiated in 2002, assists the NCOP to facilitate public involvement in legislative and other processes. This is important because Parliament must serve the interests of the people by providing a national forum for public consideration of issues. On the motivation for hosting the program in KwaZulu-Natal, the province faces a number of service delivery challenges. There is a need to drive a coordinated approach to improve the level of quality and efficient delivery of basic services. Service delivery was at the center of the issues that were raised by the voters in the 2021 local government elections. As a province with a large rural community, it also faces challenges relating to rural development.